Greetings, fellow tech seekers. Sean from Silicon Theory here, and this is Silicon Theory Radio. Wherever it is that you're listening to us, whether it's on anchor.fm or your favorite podcast player, thanks for tuning in. I am back. I am a fully healthy. I have defeated the winter illnesses that have plagued me, and truth be told, most everyone in my house as well, over the last couple of weeks since the beginning of December. I feel good. Let's talk about some of my favorite tech in 2018. There's a ton of tech that came out this year, a ton of stuff that is really great and makes it a very good time to be a consumer. But I want to talk a little bit about some of the things out there at large, and then I want to point to three of my favorite pieces of tech from this year. So the first thing on my list this year is something that I didn't expect to enjoy as much as I did, and it's not exactly new, but it's new to me, and I still think is, especially in its newest form, one of the best pieces of technological innovation in 2018, and that's the Apple Watch. I am an Android enthusiast. Most people who listen to the show know that, and I make no bones about it. I have two Android phones as my primary daily drivers right now. And even though I also have an iPhone 6S that I use for testing things like new variants of iOS and different apps that are available only on the Apple ecosystem, I still use an Apple Watch as my daily smartwatch. I use the Series 3 because I got it as a great deal on the day that the Series 4 was announced, but that doesn't take away from some of the technological innovation that goes into the Apple Watch, making it one of the best smart wearables you can buy. Now, there are some very significant differences between the Apple Watch Series 3 and the Apple Watch Series 4, and if you don't have a smart wearable right now, I would definitely recommend the Series 4, and here's why. It has a bigger display, it has as good, if not better, battery life, and it has a few other features that the Series 3 doesn't sport right now. The biggest named of those is going to be the ECG that can, or the electrocardiogram that can, in theory, give you an analysis of what your heart rhythm is and recommend some safety points if you have some cardio or other related heart issues. I don't know how well it works, and I'm definitely not going to recommend a wearable based on the fact that it can scan and analyze your heart rhythm, but there are some stories out there about some folks who believe it has saved their life, and good enough for me. I also think it's a great value because you can get both the GPS and the LTE variants, so depending on whether or not you're looking for something that's much more of a standalone device or something that is more of a companion for your watch, as I do, you can still find a really good value in this device. Now, you may be asking yourself, why does a guy who uses Android wear an Apple smartwatch? How much value and functionality can you get out of it? Well, to be quite honest, a great deal. And full disclosure, you do need to have an iPhone to get the full amount of the functionality out of the smart wearable. Now, because I do, even though it's an older iPhone 6S, I can still get most of the features that are most valuable to people. So number one, it's my fitness tracker. I wear it when I go on runs, and I have the Nike Plus app, so it tells me distance and pace, and it can also give me my heart rhythm, or not heart rhythm, but heart rate, and it gives me a lot of good information at a glance. I can also use the control features to control playback of the music that I'm listening to through whatever headphones I've got on, and I can do all of that while still maintaining a good pace. It's also got, for those of you that are iPhone users, things like mobile payments available, and you can use the Apple Watch to make payments for purchases wherever Apple Pay is supported. That's pretty cool, and it's kind of a futuristic thing that, while I haven't used it much myself, I can definitely see other people finding a significant amount of value of on a daily basis. Rene Ritchie over at iMore also uses his Apple Watch to keep track of his boarding passes. People who are frequent flyers, I think that that's something that also could be a really good value, because who doesn't want to save time when you're going to an airport? I have a trip for personal reasons coming up next month, and I'll be taking a total of 4 flights, including connections, and that's something that I'm definitely looking forward to testing out while I'm on my trip. Speaking of things that you can use while you're on your trip, One of the other pieces of great technology from 2018 is something that people could and should use while they're flying, and also might find a lot of value at other points in time as well, and that is in wireless headphones. Now, specifically, I'm referring to the OnePlus Bullets wireless headphones. I'm not normally a neckbud kind of guy, but OnePlus has really created something special here. They've got really excellent battery life. The devices, the headphones will charge via USB-C, which is a great feature, especially when you're using a modern smartphone that also uses USB-C. It's one less cable and one less dongle to have to carry with you. And the sound quality is very good, especially for someone who's a sport enthusiast and likes to be amongst the outdoors. You get a pretty good outside seal, but it still lets a bit of ambient noise in, so if you're out for a jog or if you're out for a walk or a hike, you can still hear your surroundings while still having the goodness of your music being pumped into your brain. There's a number of different silicone ear wings and a number of different silicone ear tips so that just about everybody should be able to find a good and comfortable fit. Especially if you're using an Android smartphone, or more importantly, if you're using a OnePlus smartphone, you get the ability to fast pair, and the magnetic clip on the back of each earbud allows it to shut off and power down just by simply clicking the two headbuds together. There's a lot of good features packed into these Bullets wireless, and the fact that you can get them for around $70 is a truly remarkable achievement by OnePlus. Speaking of truly remarkable achievements by OnePlus, the last item on this list for me is, in fact, the OnePlus 6T smartphone. While I've not used it for an extensive period of time as my daily driver, I have used it for over a month, and I can tell you without question, it is a hell of a value in smartphones. If you are looking for a brand new Android device and you're either on T-Mobile or Verizon, the OnePlus 6T is something that you should definitely give a long, hard look. You can get the base model, which includes 64 gigs of storage and 6 gigabytes of memory, for around $550. That's a tremendous value for what you're getting in terms of top-tier specs, fast performance, a very good camera, and a beautiful 6.4-inch 1080p display. Yes, there are some people who will really be interested in having a higher resolution screen, or those people who don't really want a phone that's as large as the OnePlus 6T, and it is a big phone, make no mistake. But if you're just looking for a modern smartphone and you don't want to spend more than $600, the OnePlus 6T is the phone to buy. It's got a few other neat little perks, like that fast pairing with your OnePlus Bullets wireless that I mentioned. It also has an underglass fingerprint scanner, which is not only very effective in biometrically securing your phone, but also is cool and fun to show off at parties and to your friends. But it works, and that's the thing that matters the most. It's got excellent battery life, and the 3700 milliamp hour battery pack that drives the 6T will definitely get you through a very long day of heavy use. I've used it primarily as a portable media machine, and while the external speakers aren't fantastic, they get the job done, and more importantly, you can either attach your wireless headphones or a USB-C powered set of wired earphones, and the sound quality that comes out of it is more than adequate for most people's needs. I really enjoy streaming movies and TV shows to it, and I can't think of a finer overall value in smartphones. And that's coming from someone who enjoys and uses as his daily driver a Pixel 3, which, aside from a few points regarding the camera and regarding the size, costs almost $300 more than the OnePlus 6T and boasts almost exactly the same internals. If you're on T-Mobile, you can actually get the variant that sports 128 gigs of storage and 8 gigs of RAM. Even though it only comes in a glossy black finish, it still is something that you should consider buying and is absolutely one of my favorite smartphones of the year and one of the best values in technology for all of 2018. There are a ton of other things that I didn't count, of course, my beloved Pixel 3 amongst them, but those three things are three of my favorite pieces of tech from 2018, and now it's time for you to tell me what's your favorite technology from 2018. I did pick up a few other headphones. I did pick up a few other smartphones that I used this year. And while they weren't my favorites, they are still some really great pieces of technology. Things like AirPods, the iPhone XS Max, and the XR are all amongst some of the great bits of tech that came out this year. But call into the station and let me know what your favorite piece of technology was from 2018. I'd love to hear what, at the end of the year, you count as something as the favorite thing that you got this year. That's the show for today. Thanks for listening. Remember, as always, you can find all of our written content over at SiliconTheory.com. Follow us on social. We are at SiliconTheory on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can check out our video content over at YouTube.com/C/SiliconTheory. And the review of that OnePlus 6T that I mentioned in the show is coming very soon. Thanks again for listening, and remember, as always, we will talk tech soon.